Chapter 3. Blind Pew. Later that day, I went to see the captain to give him his medicine. His face was red and his eyes were shining. He was very nervous.
Jim! Oh, Jim, it's good to see you, he said. You're the only one who's kind to me, so be a good boy and bring me some rum.
But the doctor said...
The doctor's a fool! If I don't get my rum, I'll start to tremble. I'll see Flint.
Who's Flint?
He was a pirate. A bad one, the captain said. Please, Jim, half a glass. I'll give you a gold coin for a little glass of rum. Please.
I don't need your money, Captain, I said, and I left his room. I knew it wasn't right, but I went to the bar and took the captain a small glass. It was more water than rum. The captain drank it.
You're a good boy, Jim. But listen to me. Watch out for Black Dog. Flint, you see, they all want the map.
With these strange words, the captain fell asleep. That same night, my father died. My mother and I were terribly sad. Many friends came to comfort us and help us. Our neighbors, Mr. and Mrs. Jones, brought us food, and Mr. Jones helped me to organize the funeral. There was a lot to do. I suddenly felt much older than 15. I was now the man of the house. The captain recovered, but he was quieter and sat in his corner most of the day. He said that he wanted to leave us, but he was too weak to go anywhere. A few weeks after the funeral, I was standing at the door of the inn when I saw a blind man coming towards me. He was ugly. A piece of green cloth covered his eyes, and his deformed body was covered by a dirty coat. With his white stick, he tapped his way towards me. He stopped in front of me and asked,
Is this the Admiral Benbow?
Yes, it is, I answered.
Give me your hand, young man,
he said,
and take me in.
I held out my hand, and the blind man grabbed it.
Take me to Bill,
he said in a high voice. He's not very well, I said. I remembered the other visitor and the fight he had with the captain.
Come, boy, do what I tell you, he said.
His hand was as strong as iron, and I had to do what he said. We entered the inn and saw the captain sitting in his corner. The moment he saw the blind man, he turned as white as the wall behind him.
You,
he said, in a very quiet voice.
Yes, it's me, Blind Pew,
the man said.
I can't see you, but I can hear a finger move, so don't move. Boy, do what I tell you. Take his right hand and bring it near my left hand.
I did as he said. The blind man put a piece of paper into the captain's hand, and without another word, he left the inn. The captain looked at his hand and shouted in alarm,
10 o'clock! In 3 hours! They'll get me! Blind Pew! Black Dog! Flint! The map! Treasure Island!
He stood up, his face very red. Then, like an enormous tree, he fell to the ground. This time, I knew that the captain was dead. What a shock! Too much was happening too quickly.